here in Portland, Maine. And just behind me is where the cruise ships dock when visiting this charming city. And today, we head to North Conway, New Hampshire for an adventure of a lifetime
with Conway Scenic Railroad
and the White Mountain Explorer. For many cruisers going to New England and Canada, a stop in Portland, Maine is a must. The gorgeous scenery and exciting adventures are why many of the guests journey further into New England. You pass along the way some historic places like the Robbins Lumber Company in Searsmont, Maine. What started as a water-powered sawmill on the St. George River in 1881 by two brothers, Frank and Otis Robbins, is still owned and operated by the fifth generation of the Robbins family, producing top-quality lumber. We've crossed the state line into New Hampshire and arrived at the village of North Conway, known for its hiking excursions and vintage train rides. This beautifully preserved Russian Revival piece of architecture is the heart of this quaint New England town, and it, along with the trains, are meticulously cared for by a village of people. I am here at the North Conway, New Hampshire train station, about to board the White Mountain Explorer. I feel like a kid. This is so exciting. Tell us about the station and the history behind it.
So it's truly remarkable that that station actually survived. It came this close to being part of a hotel complex. And the founder of the railroad, Dwight Smith, he was kind of like the Walt Disney of the Conway Scenic Railroad. He heard that some developers bought it and they were going to tear most of it down. Ooh. Would have been a tremendous tragedy.
Sure.
So Dwight traveled to North Conway, met with the developers, and Dwight said within an hour's time they had a handshake agreement to start the Conway Scenic Railroad. And that was about 53 years ago. And what they did is they preserved this beautiful 1874 train station. Their original clock since 1874 is still ticking away upstairs. It's truly remarkable. And it was one of the most unique stations in the United States because the architect that designed it studied in Russia. And this was his first project in the United States.
Wow.
So it's got that Russian-esque type of design. Truly amazing.
All aboard!
The time has come for all of us to board the White Mountain Explorer, and you can feel the excitement and anticipation in the air as everyone greets the conductor.
How are you? Very nice to be here.
I am
excited.
Wonderful. Step
here we go. I am in for an experience of a lifetime.
The White Mountain Explorer takes off and heads into the lush green and mountainous landscapes. I was immediately pulled into the beauty that surrounds us.
So the journey is about 2.5 hours long. I'm about to get comfortable and enjoy some of the most remarkable scenery that you've ever witnessed.
The bridges are a favorite, as are the homes and the people that wave to us along the way. The guests, no matter their ages, can't get enough and are excited to see what's around the next bend. We are heading from Mount Washington Valley, and we will cross over the rugged Crawford Notch and the Saco River. The train engineer takes his time so everyone can take in and appreciate the beautiful views. You can see the rivers below and even the details of the trestle bridges, which are famous throughout New England. And all of it is wonderfully narrated by the train's conductor. Let's have a listen.
It went up along the banks of the Saugee River to the left.
Riding along the river gives you another perspective of nature's beauty. The windows are like a screen into a movie theater. Everyone is focused on them and pointing when they see something exciting. The peacefulness of the clouds surrounding the mountain peaks and the rocking of the train as we pass over more trestle bridges makes for an incredibly relaxing experience for guests. And what a wonderful way to share time with your family and friends. The whistle blows as we approach one of the higher trestle bridges. Take a look below. The evergreen trees and the views of the majestic mountains behind us look like they go on forever. You can almost touch the rock formations as the train passes by, and the valleys, wow, they are so green, lush, and tranquil. As we approach Mount Willard, did you know that from the summit, you can see four other famous mountains on a clear day? Actually, five. That's right. You can see Mount Jackson, Mount Willie, Mount Eisenhower, Mount Webster, and on a clear day, Mount Washington.
It was very informative, very enjoyable, very scenic.
Every turn he was explaining where we were at, how it became, who started it.
Oh, this was a fabulous train ride through the most beautiful parts of New England.
It's really nice when you're crossing the river so you can see up the river and see how clear the water is. It's amazing.
The sky was there, the mountains were there, the trees, the natural rock formations of the gorges. Highly recommend it to anybody.
This is a great train ride.
Wonderful trip.
I said it before and I'll say it again. This has been an experience of a lifetime. If you don't have this on your bucket list, I would add it right now. I want to thank everyone at Conway Scenic Railroad for their hospitality and showing us this wonderful tour. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Panoff.